Hello there. If you're watching this video, you're going to learn how to create a Flash ActionScript 3 PHP and MySQL guestbook that you can put on your full Flash website. You can even use it on a site that's HTML. Just stick it on the HTML page, whatever page you want. And this will automatically talk to PHP and MySQL when we set it up. MySQL will be the storage for all these comments that you get, and PHP is the dynamic language we'll use to make Flash and MySQL communicate data back and forth. And we can thank Branislava Beric. I hope I pronounced that correctly. She's one of my good friends on Facebook, and she plays Farmville and sent me a big giant teddy bear, and I thought that was sweet, so I'm going to hook her up with her request here on how to make a guestbook in Flash website. And I hope you can use PHP and MySQL Branislava, because that's what I'm going to show. Let's do it now. And have no fear, I'm going to be releasing all of the source files that run the application if you need to get at them, which you probably will need to get at them, but you'll also need to watch the video to see how I'm going to set up the storage mechanism if you're not really, really comfortable with MySQL yet. So I'm going to go to phpMyAdmin, where I've created my database. I'm being redirected to phpMyAdmin now from within my hosting account. And I'm going to go to that database that I created, and I named mine GBTut, short for guestbook tutorial. And now I'm going to name the table that's going to store the guestbook data, and I'm going to name that table guestbook. And let's make it have 5 fields. Press go. First one is ID, integer. Length values, you don't have to put that in. It'll automatically make it 11, I believe. You can put it to auto increment and set it to primary. And that'll be that. The next one is going to be name. It's going to hold the person's name. This is going to be varchar. You can just set all your varchars to 255 because that's the max limit that they can hold. 255 bytes, I think it is. And the next one is the post date that they, we gotta make sure we record the post date so you can show the post date of when they commented, and that's going to be date time. That way it'll hold the timestamp nicely, and you don't have to put anything else, just date time. The next one is going to be the comment. That's where you're going to store their comment, so we use text. We're going to use text for this, that way it can be larger than 255 bytes or characters. And let's see, text needs no length or nothing else, that's good. The last thing is location. Location's also going to be varchar 255. And that's it. Now hit save and not go. Now your table is ready to go. Storage mechanism is all set, and all we have to do is show you how to Flash file set up and a little PHP script that talks between this storage container and Flash. Now, before I discuss the Flash script and the PHP script with you, I want to test this thing out and make sure that it actually works online before I set up the package to be downloadable. That way you guys can check out the code. I'm going to put Adam is my name. My location is NC. Guestbook entry is hello. Great info on your site. Submit. It says waiting for connection really quickly there. You probably missed it, but that shows very quickly to the user in case your connection takes a little while. They'll have some indication of what's happening, and it then says entry has been added successfully, Adam, thanks. And this message is actually from the PHP script and all of this data here. So if somebody else comes and their name is Jessica, their location is New York, she says hi, boom, it's all instant updating. Pretty cool stuff. Alright, now let's talk about these files. Okay, here we are back in Flash CS4. Now there's just really three parts to this whole application. There's the MySQL database, which is our storage container, the Flash file, which I'm going to discuss with you right now, and then the PHP script, which allows Flash to store the data within the database. It's kind of like the middleman that talks in between the MySQL database and Flash ActionScript 3. So let's talk about this Flash file. The main scene, you'll see that there's a whole movie clip that contains the entire guestbook. That way you can easily pop this into many different Flash files. So double click inside of it and you'll see there's three layers. And they don't even have to be in that folder. Let's take them out of there. And let's remove that folder. Delete folder. Okay, we got three layers. It's very simple. The first two are ActionScript. The one on the bottom is all the stuff. Everything on stage is all stacked into this layer here. You can see it when I highlight that layer, everything gets highlighted. Okay, so we can lock the ActionScript layer because we don't want to put anything on those by mistake. And let's talk about the first part, which is Flash requesting the entries when the person or any people come and first initially view the guestbook. You got to populate the entries. Okay, so to request the entries, let's highlight that frame and press F9. All we have to do is build a URL variables object, a URL request object, with the parse, the PHP parse file named right here, and then you set up the var send variable here, what kind of options you want to have within it. We're setting data to be sent with that URL request of variables, and that's our URL variables object. Then we build the var loader variable, which is the mechanism that actually loads everything up to the PHP file and has a complete event listener here, and a function that runs when all the data is sent and then returned. When the data gets sent to PHP and PHP returns data, we run this function called completeHandler underscore RE. And I put underscore RE on all this stuff because it's request entries. What we do inside of the function completeHandler, when all the data comes back, everything's processed in PHP, and we're getting all the comments back from PHP to show the user initially when they first come to the guestbook, we run this function completeHandler. And what it does is, it says if the event.target.data.return body is equal to nothing, we put in the output text field, no data coming through. And you'll see gboutput underscore txt is the name, instance name right here, of that text field. So we sync into the text field, no data coming through because there aren't any comments just yet. And you saw that on mine when we tested it out, it said no data coming through. But then when I made a comment, all of them started showing up. So when you do get a comment, your first one, it really won't ever show that anymore. So if the event.target.data return body is not equal to nothing, we do this else condition, we run this here, and this condenses the white space of the text field, and then we sync into that text field using the HTML property, the HTML text, and we do that to preserve any, if you want to preserve line breaks and paragraphs, or if you have HTML, CSS type content, that's why we use that. Otherwise you would just use that text instead of that HTML text. And then we just sync in the event.target.return body, and that's all of the chats, I mean all of the comments all together. The whole body comes in, and then here at the bottom is where you set the variables communication type. I'll tell you 1 second, in the PHP file there'll be, the PHP file is listening and waiting for a com type, a communication type, and I set this one as request entries because that same PHP file guestbook parse is going to handle two parts of this action script. Not only this part here. So we have to tell it in this part of the action script what communication type, request initial entries. That's why it says request entries there. Then this line actually does descending. All of this stuff is what happens when the data comes back. Okay, that's how that works. So the action script 3 that we just discussed was for only for requesting the entries initially when the user comes to the page. When the user wants to leave a guestbook comment, this code gets run on this layer here. It's called send entry code. Let's highlight that and press F9 or go to our actions tab here. And we can see what's going on here. We have restrict properties set on each one of the fields. So name, location, and guestbook entry, all three are set to have a restriction upon them of only allowing A through Z in capitals, A through Z in lowercase, space, and 0 through 9. That's all I'm going to allow. Let's say if you wanted to allow everything, you just don't use restrict at all. But if you wanted to allow everything except the pound sign, maybe. Everything except pound, star, and code brackets. That's what that would do right there. That would restrict to allowing them to type in everything except these four special characters that you want to deny them to be able to type in. That's how that works. The way I have these set up, it's going to allow only them to only type in 0 through 9, a space if they want to put in spaces, A through Z lowercase, and A through Z uppercase. And I'm doing this for security, so that way nobody can put in any tags, any quotes, any other special characters, or nothing that are used for hacking a database. But you can be real loose with yours, or tight as you want, and do research into PHP filtering user input for security. Alright, now let's finish talking about this. So what we do here is we're setting up formats for the, if there happens to be an error, and because down here we're setting up validating the form fields. So if they forget to put in their name, we want to make this field have a different color, like a red, showing that it's an error. When it's success, I think it's a yellow. You can make those colors whatever you want. And that's why we set up this text format variable and the values for it. And here, we make sure the processing movie clip visibility is set to false, so it cannot be seen until they press the submit button. When they press the submit button, down in here, you can see I make processing MC, is that movie clip. On the bottom, this is processing. It shows up and flashes when they press that submit button. So on the complete, I'm sorry, down here, when they press the submit button, it says processing movie clip visible equals true. That means it's showing. On the complete handler, when the data comes back and everything is finished processing, we again make it false. So in the beginning, we set it to false because they haven't pressed the button yet. They press the button, we set it to true. And then when the data comes back from flash, we set it back to false because there's no more processing happening. That's why you see processing.visible equals false. And the next thing is very much just like the one on top, the code on top to request entries. It's the same thing, so I'm not going to discuss this again. This is all the same exact crap, complete handler and everything. This sends variables just like the other one. The only thing different with this code is that there's a submit button listener and a function that's called validate and send. And in that function, you want to make sure that the name field is not empty, the location field is not empty, and the message text is not empty. Because if it is, we give them an error message, which is set with our nice red text format indicating error. Else, if there's no messages, when they press submit, there's no error messages, and all the fields are filled in correctly like we want, then we can make the processing movie clip say true to show it, because now Flash is talking to PHP, so we gotta show that processing movie clip. Then we set the variables that are gonna get sent to PHP, which is the name text, the user locations text, and the user message. Those three things are gonna get sent to PHP right here on this line. And status text field, you want to say waiting for server connection. Now, the last thing about this script here is the onComplete handler. which is very much like the one on top. So when the person leaves a comment, you want to make sure that their comment is shown right when they leave it. So that's why we set this complete handler up, and we bring the entire guestbook body back in, renewed with their comment in it. And the return message is also coming back from PHP, which I'll show you right now in the PHP file. And that's pretty much all the script. For the Flash side of things, it's not too bad. Everything has a purpose. Okay, now the last little bit is this PHP file, which handles the talking back and forth between Flash and MySQL. So now what we're going to do is, first thing is connect to our MySQL database. And this is important for you to put your host name, the MySQL database host name, MySQL database username, your username for the MySQL database, the password, which is the username's password or the database itself's password, and then the database name goes right there. So those four pieces of information is what you need, and it's usually available at your host. If you can't find it, you go into their help section and type in search their help section for connect to MySQL, and they'll explain it. And first thing we do is we listen for the COM type, which I discussed when I was explaining the ActionScript 3. We talked about the COM type. First one is parse comment. So basically, this all of this code right here inside of that parse comment if condition, this runs only if the COM type is parse comment. If it's not, this code won't run at all. Down here, if the COM type is request entries, remember we request the entries initially for display, that's this section of code. So if the COM type from Flash is telling us is request entries, we only run the code inside this if conditional. See, there's an if condition there for if the COM type is request entries, and there's an if condition here for if the COM type is parse comment. So either section of code only runs if Flash is requesting that certain thing. Let's talk about the request entry section, which is at the bottom. This is for requesting the initial entries, and what we're going to do, first thing is we have to set up initialize the body variable. And the body variable is basically all of the comments lumped into one variable that gets sent back into Flash. That way you don't have to send a million things into Flash and try to have Flash ActionScript parse it, when it's a lot easier just to do it in your PHP loop. And you can set up, and I set that HTML property, HTML text property of the Flash fields, that way it can handle my fonts, the font settings that I want. See, I'm putting HTML attributes on those, on this text, so I can color it, make it any size I want, put HTML code in there to style it up. And you can see I'm underlining certain things, making certain things bold. So you can put your HTML text right all in the body there. So the name, the location, and the post date all gets put into one line. And then the comment is in a break. You put a line break there, and the comment's under all that stuff. And then you put two break tags right there. So that's how the body gets sent back into Flash. But to attain that body, you have to query the database. Select all from guestbook and order it by the post date descending. That way the latest comment will be on top. And then after your while loop, where all those MySQL results are coming in and they're building into, when you put the dot equals, that means you're compounding this body variable. So not only one name, location, and post date and comment will be sent in there, there could be 1,000. It'll all go in. So what you do after that while loop, after all that data gets compounded into that body variable, you free the MySQL result, you close the MySQL connection, you echo the return body back to Flash, and then you exit this PHP script. It's that simple. Okay, now we're almost done here. We just have to talk about What happens if the com type from Flash is parse comment? So that means if somebody leaves a comment in your guestbook, we take the posted data from Flash, which is username, user location, and user message. We put that into local PHP variables called name, location, and comment. Now I put some messages in here for you guys. Read these comments that I put in, and you can use these lines if need be. What they'll do is preserve line breaks and paragraphs using this NL2BR and HTML special chars on that post, on the comment rather. Let's change that post to comment and comment. And right above that, you can use MySQL RealEscape String since you connected to the database already. And what MySQL RealEscape String does is it filters user input a little bit further using PHP. If you allow more characters than I do in the Flash input text field, you saw I only allowed numbers, space, and A through Z. I don't allow any funny characters. But if you want to, you can uncomment these lines. And in the name field, it'll use the MySQL RealEscape String function on it, which will cleanse it of a lot of SQL injection attacks. Okay, so what we do after that, after everything's filtered exactly the way you want, and you've gathered the posted data from Flash, then all you do is insert it here using a MySQL query to insert it into the guestbook table that's in your database. The name, the post date, the comment, and their location. That's it. And then the values for those fields, these are the field names in the MySQL database. These are the values that you're sticking in each one of those fields. If it happens to fail, you'll see a MySQL error on screen. But it shouldn't fail if you got everything set up right. Then all we do is the same thing we did in the bottom. We set the body variable, SQL the database, to select all the guestbook entries. Then in the while loop, we render out all those results, compound them into the body variable once again, free the MySQL result, close the MySQL connection, and then echo the data into Flash. This time it says entry has been added successfully, and you put their name. Gives it a nice personal touch. You say thanks, and you send in the return body, which equals all these comments compounded together. And you exit the script. So each section is independent, and each com type handles a different thing in the Flash application. So that about wraps it up. Now you know how to make a guestbook for Flash that has auto instant updating right when the person leaves a comment. And we've got some more tutorials to come for Asgard, a couple for some other folks that are developer PHP members. You got any problem with this code or anything? You can't understand what's going on somewhere? Maybe you wanted to do a little bit something different, but not too different? You can come to the Develop PHP forums and ask a question. Okay, so we'll see you in the next toot, where I think we're going to cover Fireworks and Dreamweaver workflow. Designing a site fully in Fireworks, and then making it maintainable in Dreamweaver after you get the whole shell design made in Fireworks. You want to maintain and expand it in Dreamweaver. I'm going to show you my little tricks for doing all that. So stay tuned, buddies.